The Ray Darcy Show with Toyota Flex Finance. Find out more at finance.toyota.ie about a more affordable way to own a Toyota. The best built cars in the world.
It's Best in Ireland week, and for the next 4 days, including today, we're visiting the four finalists in the Best Cafe in Ireland category. And sounds very official, doesn't it? Yeah. And the first on the list is the Mixing Bowl in Ballybunion, and that's where I'm sitting now. And in front of me is the owner of the Mixing Bowl, Áine. Morning, Áine.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Good. And her very proud mum, Anne. Morning, Anne.
Good morning, Ray. Yeah.
Now, tell us what you that array of stuff that you put out on that table there. What have we got there?
I'm not really sure where to start. So we have chocolate and vanilla cupcakes. Mm. We have strawberry and mixed fruit cupcakes. We have mini mince pies. We have pear and almond, fruit, plain, brown, cheese and herb, and black pudding and apple scones.
Wow.
We have reindeer cupcakes with pretzel ears. We have a health muffin, which I'd love you to taste a little later on. Basically, there's absolutely no fruit. I know you're a fan of bananas and oats. There's apple, there's mixed berries. And it's a healthy muffin, so it's not going to taste sweet and absolutely amazing like a big slice of red velvet cake, but it does taste really nice. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you're a Limerick woman in Ballybunion.
Yes, I sure am.
And what brought you to Ballybunion?
I suppose my two loves, a Kerry man, Joe Hillard, who's behind me.
Hi, Joe.
And my love of baking. So I decided to follow my dream and open a little coffee shop.
Right. And you would have holidayed here as a child?
Yep, we sure did. A big hello to all the Falvies down in Green Valley. And we've a mobile home there since, I suppose, Mom, what age was I? 15 or 16? Maybe a lot younger, 10. So yeah, we've been here for far more of my life than I care to remember.
And you went off and you did various other jobs.
Yeah.
And what's the relationship with yourself and Joey? Because you met when you were teenagers, did you?
Yeah, that's right. We met when I was working in a rival pub across the road, and we dated for a summer or two. And then I went off and moved off to New York after I finished my degree. And one Easter, about 3 years ago, I got a lovely message on Facebook from the lovely Joe Hillard, and wanting me to come down for my Easter holidays. And I was humming and hawing, saying, oh, you know, I'm not sure this is a good idea.
Why?
I live and work in Dublin. This will never work out. Oh. I'm never going to live in a small town like Ballybunion. Never say never, listeners. Never say never. But yeah, so...
So were you... I'm just intrigued by the, you know, how the relationship developed over the years. Were you in contact after those holiday romances?
Not really, no.
So it was was it out of the blue that he contacted you on Facebook?
Well, I brought Joe to my college ball.
Right.
And Gracie brought the lovely Will Murphy, which was great fun. But we would have seen each other the odd time when I would have been in and out down to Ballybunion on holidays, to visit mum and dad when they were holidaying. So yeah, we had minimal enough contact throughout the years. So it was a big surprise to hear from him after all those years. But look,
was it a surprise to you, Anne?
It was a huge shock, don't you? That she was going to give up her good job in Dublin and move to Ballybunion and open a business, because Ballybunion is very seasonal.
Yeah.
And I feared that in the wintertime there wouldn't be anybody about, but she has been so lucky and she's had such a support from all the locals. They've been amazing now, really. They've welcomed her with open arms.
And Joe's family have a catering background.
They do. They definitely do. His wonderful uncle-in-law has had a gorgeous restaurant, which he sold to Joe, luckily, so that Joe could expand his empire a little bit further.
Yeah.
And yeah, Joe has numerous businesses and ventures
in
Ballybunion.
Chippers and pubs and all sorts of things.
Exactly,
So why do you reckon you made it to the final four? That's an unfair question, really, isn't it? I'll just read out some of the things people said about you. The food is really good and cooked freshly every day. Always a warm welcome, a happy place to be. And somebody else says, she works so hard to give the people of Ballybunion, Listowel, Tralee and all the other surrounding areas the best tasting homemade, savoury and sweet treats that they could eat. She sources produce locally and always strives for excellence. She's an amazing person who really deserves to win this. She works so hard to make others so happy. And then Áine is always smiling and friendly. She makes lovely homemade treats and serves delicious, that's spelled wrongly, we must get on to that person, food. I can't compliment the Mixing Bowl enough. A truly worthy winner. And this... What's to say? Everything is, when you read it out there?
Everything's made with real butter, free-range eggs, and everything's baked fresh.
Right.
I don't believe in bad food. I don't believe in bad ingredients. I think that is the reason so many people in the country are sick, mixed with a little bit of stress. I think people just sometimes opt for the easy option, which is buy a packet of buns in the supermarket or grabbing food that's processed and has loads of chemicals in it.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the mainstays of my food ethos, really, is fresh food made with real ingredients, no preservatives. Obviously, it's not going to last as long as something would on the shelf in a supermarket. But it tastes amazing, it looks amazing, and it's good for your body. And everything in small doses is good for you.
When we came in, I noticed when we came in last night that the decorations are made by children.
Yes, so what's the deal huge, with that? Huge shout out and a huge thank you to Ballybunion Scully Sagan. They made our decorations for us last year in exchange for an edible decoration for their tree and a chance to win a cake and cupcakes for their class.
Right.
So they've actually followed in the tradition and they've made our decorations for us again for our tree and for our shop this year. So thanks so much to Ita, who coordinated the kids, because it's an extra week early.
They need to do them.
We normally have our decorations up and switch on our light for the 7th or the 8th of December. So we're so delighted.
And you've the apron on there, Anne. So you're roped in, are you, when you're down?
Oh, the minute I put in my appearance, I'm told to put on the apron. Yeah.
But it's a big commitment, isn't it, a cafe? It's a big commitment.
Oh, it's huge.
And you're open 7 days a week, are you?
At the moment, during the winter, we're open 5 days a week. So we close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So I'll be very delighted of my sleep in tomorrow morning. But yes, during the summer, we're open 7 days and I'm here 7 days a week.
Yeah, it's a big ask, isn't it?
It is. It's huge.
Yeah. Well, listen, well done on getting to the Final Four, because it was one of the most hotly contested groups. Stay with us, because we just have somebody we want you to talk to after a quick commercial break.
Sure, no problem.
The Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray D'Arcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy. Rewarding, helpful people.
Welcome back to The Mix and Bowl. 53102 for your text. You can send us emails to raytodayfm.com. So Anya's mum, Anne, you slept in somebody famous's bed.
Oh, I did indeed.
Yeah, right. Your hubby's here now, be careful.
When Anya lived in Dublin, she lived in Rathgar, and she shared a house with three army boys. And
she's holding up her hand there. Paul's in the background. Oh no, it's all going to go pear shaped. We're not even at 10 o'clock.
And the famous rugby boy Sean O'Brien. So while Sean was away, on one occasion when I was staying up with Anya, I was kindly invited to use Sean's room.
Wow.
So I actually, my claim to fame is that I slept in Sean O'Brien's bed.
Well, am I leaving? Yeah, well, come on. It's like, forget your Prince Charles and Camilla's, Sean O'Brien. Listen, Anya, we have a man on the line there. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
Yeah, how you visited the Mixing Bowl recently.
I did, yeah, 3 or 4 weeks ago, yeah, beginning of November.
Tell us what happened.
Rather embarrassingly, I walked in and I ordered a cup of coffee and I had a look at the place. It looked lovely. And I used the washroom, shall we say, and I came back out and I realised I had no wallet. And I went out to the car and I scraped up pennies and fivepence and 10p's and I came in and I think I had €2 or 1.90 or something. And of course the coffee was slightly more and I was all embarrassed. I said, leave it, I'm sorry, I've no wallet, I've got my wallet, I've only changed. And Anya, I found out afterwards, Anya behind the counter said, look, with your grand story about it, sit down there and drink it now and take your time. And I was all embarrassed. She said, no, sit down. So there's a lovely sofa there and a lower table. So I sat there for half an hour, I read my book, I was waiting for somebody to come out of a meeting and they were very nice. So a week later, I often think about doing the right thing, but I sometimes don't follow through. But a week later, I sent down a couple of euro and a bit of a letter to Anya saying to keep the till right and thanking her for her kindness to a stranger that day. So that's all. So see me ended up on Facebook. So
yes. It's the little things, Johnny, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah, yeah. No, the lady could have said to me, oh, look, it's poured now. Take it. Now, that's probably what she said, but in a much nicer way. Do you know what she meant it? Do you know what? I can't describe myself very well, but...
Yes,
friendly, homely, gorgeous spot. Gorgeous spot.
Yeah. And go on, say hello.
Johnny, thanks so much for your gorgeous letter.
No bother.
I can't believe you're on the phone.
this is your life.
I kind of surprised myself.
Where are you from yourself, Johnny?
I'm from Thurles, County Chip.
Right, and you were doing business in Ballybunion.
That's it, yeah, just passing through. I'm not a regular, far from it. I think this is my first time in it, but I'd call back again, obviously.
Right. Okay.
It's a lovely spot, and I'm delighted to hear they're doing so well in this competition. So.
Great. Well, Johnny, you're part of the reason they're in the Final Four, because your letter and your little story about what happened, because it's hard to get those stories, you know. Thanks very much. Johnny Fogarty from Thurles, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.